Joanne's in Worringstown. Morning, Joanne.
Morning. I just want to say that I went to school in Portavine and that I'm well aware of the area. And they're not actually going along their Gabaffey Road. They're at the very bottom of Portavine. And that I feel it's a parade that will last 5 minutes. It's a remembrance, act of remembrance. And I don't feel they're doing any harm. It is only two bands. And if the people don't want to see the parade, let them go into their house and close the door. If not, but they're going to be hemmed in all day. And that all the trouble started on Gravatty Road years ago with these residence groups. And that is the problem, these residence groups. If people want to live and let live, well, then let Protestants live and let live as well. We're entitled to our civil and religious liberties just the same as all the Catholics in the area. And I have the greatest of respect for Catholics. But I feel that it should be fair play across the board for everybody.
John's in Bangor this morning. Morning, John.
Morning.
Go on ahead.
Gregory.
Gregory's there.
Gregory.
Yes.
Gregory there.
Yeah, he is indeed, yes.
Yes, sir. Yes.
The Sinn Féin, now, the people up in Stormont have heard, they're going overboard to share power with you. And then they were backwards because you do this and do that, and you, oh, they want to share power all the way.
How do you mean that they're going overboard to share power with us? What does that mean exactly?
Well, they just want to be in Stormont with you, to share power with you. But
that's because people vote for them.
Well, what's your point, John?
Well, the threat of bringing thousands of people on the road of parade to go here and go there.
Sinn Féin aren't threatening to bring thousands of people onto the street,
yes,
though, John.
Well,
they're not threatening
the
to do that.
The parade commission abide by that, and they refuse to always men to march. So the weapon that Gregory has, walk out of Stormont until and when the Orange Men can't walk.
Okay, John.
They have the guts to do it.
Thanks, John. Ken's on the line this morning. Morning, Ken.
Morning, Joel.
Go on ahead, Ken.
Hi, in September of this year, I was 50 years an Orange Man. Proud to be an Orange Man. Now, throughout those 50 years, I have never wore my colours to offend anyone. I've never been involved in rioting. I've never been involved in any kind of trouble. But somewhere along the line, over this last lot of years, I have been turned into the bad boy of Northern Ireland. I'm a pensioner. And all the ills in Northern Ireland is blamed on the Orange Order. So it is. Anything that goes wrong is blamed on the Orange Order. Let's take the South. What words offends John O'Dowd?
How do you feel about... Well, what do you say to people like Ken this morning then, John O'Dowd? Sorry, Ken, let John respond to that.
I'm acutely aware there are many thousands of members of the Orange who are solely in that organisation for its religious, historical and cultural reasons, and who want to work with, in a respectful manner, their Catholic nationalist and Republican neighbours, that they want to build a stable society moving forward. But we can't get away from the fact that the impact of a small minority of loyal order parades throughout the North has to be resolved. And Gregory can't say that this has simply happened in this last number of years. Down through our history of this last number of centuries, and indeed since the foundation of the Orange, are the loyal order.
Joel, give someone else a chance.
I'd like to come back in 1 second, and Joel's during the discussion. There has been issues and violence associated with Orange Order parades. Now, the Orange Order has a significant stake in our society. They also have a responsibility, which they haven't thus far, play a role within peace building and the peace process. And I think there is an important step for the Orange Order to take in openly engaging with my party, openly engaging with us on a level where we are respecting each other's position.
Ken?
Joe, you let these people go on for it.
Well, you made the point too, John O'Dowd, so you have to let him respond.
I know, but they go on and on and on and make no point at all.
Well, if you were to make your point now, then you wouldn't be using up valuable seconds, Ken. Come on.
Come on, Joe, be fair about this.
I'm giving you a chance. Come on.
So it is. I did Sinn Féin not sign up at Stormont to respect everybody. They don't seem to respect the Orange Order. Martin McGuinness has accused me of being a terrorist.
I don't think he's accused you personally of being a terrorist.
No, well, if he accused a brother of mine, the Orange Order, he accused me. Now, with all this trouble, when you go, John O'Dowd may say what he wants, but these contentious parades are getting more and more each year. Dick's St. Patrick's Chapel. Now, we have to be respectful to them.
But that didn't happen on various occasions, so that's where the problem perhaps comes from. You have to admit that.
No. Listen, I on the Orange Order, we all have to be respectful to the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church weren't very respectful to the children.
Which is a totally different issue. I'm going to move on. Thomas. Thomas is in North Belfast this morning. Morning, Thomas. Morning, Thomas.
One of the main problems here, which has always been, especially since the Royalists met, so to speak, the Ardoyne residence group in 2002, is that the residence groups end up having a veto over what happens. Because when you go in the dialogue with them, and if they just stick to the no, and disagree with everything, the Parade Commission then comes involved in it because there hasn't been a resolution, and it's the loyal orders that get the restrictions put on them. And I mean, it never even comes into it. There used to be 9 parades up past Ardoyne shops at night, and now there's only 1. And all them other parades were gave up over the years, Joel, to help community relations within the area. And it just seems to people now that when you go into talks, it doesn't get you anywhere. Now, last week, the Orange Order and Father Pat Sheehan had meetings. The Orange Order said we play tunes. Father Sheehan came out, said the meetings were great. He thanked them for their honesty. He thanked them for taking a new stance. There was local resolution between the two parties, and yet the Parade Commission came in and stuck restrictions on the parade. Now, as far as we were always told whenever we started meeting residence groups was that the Parade Commission only had a remit whenever there was no resolution between the two people. Now, there was a resolution between the two people, and yet they still came in and caused tensions again.
And of course,
this all has to be taken on board, and especially at St. Portadown and everywhere, we have always called for dialogue with local residence groups because you have to speak to them, because you have to make them understand that whenever you go out with your band, with your parade, I think some of them actually think all you're doing is thinking about Catholics all day and hating everybody. And that's just not the way it is. And when you meet people face-to-face, you can explain to them. I've met Republicans for many years, and they sort of take away the hard-line view that they used to have, because whenever they're sitting speaking to you as a person and they're having a laugh with you, having a joke and having a couple of pints with you, they then don't hate you the next day to see you walking on a parade. And that's what needs to be done, and that's what all these talks need to be doing. But when you're stuck with a no attitude all the time, the likes of Gart coming out and saying that they told the Parade Commission they'd have thousands, and believe us, they listened. And then all of a sudden, things get changed.
Thomas, going to have to leave it there because we're up against the clock.